Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Evil can seem awfully powerful. Our ability to combat it can seem puny by comparison. But this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at ways we can effectively puncture evil's power and see good prevail. The story of Nehemiah in the Bible provides an interesting example. Jerusalem, Nehemiah's hometown, is in a bad way. Its walls, its defense against invaders, are all broken down. Repairing them is a huge job, but Nehemiah knows it has to be done. Even more, he knows God is on his side in repairing them. But some folks don't want to see Nehemiah succeed. They try all sorts of things to discourage him and stop the work. They start what today would be called a disinformation campaign, saying Nehemiah wants to rebel against the king and be king himself. But Nehemiah counteracts it. They even conspire to openly fight Nehemiah and his workers to bring things to a halt. But their plot is uncovered, and Nehemiah thwarts it. With his steadfast reliance on God, Nehemiah rebuilds the wall, providing Jerusalem with a defense against evil. Isn't this how evil often seems to work? Trying to discourage us, to say the job is too big, or that we're too weak, or that it just isn't possible to do what's good and right. But may we all, like Nehemiah, build our own mental defenses against these arguments, resolve to do good work, and accomplish things that benefit everyone. Amen.